I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Anish is not in studio with myself, Gina, Carl, and producer Rico. Anish, you there?
I am.
You're broadcasting from where?
I am actually broadcasting from home.
From home. Up next, we'll let you know what happened with the mess this time. Why is Anish not in studio? He got the details up next. Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Now, Anish is not in studio with us this morning. Minutes ago, we let you know. Well, we were going to let you know why Anish is not in studio. So, quite the week, Anish.
It sure has been, yeah. And now I'm separated from you guys and I feel left out.
Yeah, you are quarantining because of a situation that happened a week ago.
Yes, so this is actually about the entire pandemic. So unfortunately, I was exposed to someone that has COVID-19.
Right.
So what ended up happening was actually like last week, I was out to dinner. I've been slowly taking steps to get back outside. I have a friend of mine. We went to dinner. It was actually the three of us that were out. And then, you know, all seemed to be fine. We went out to dinner. We ate outdoors. We had sushi. It was great.
Yum.
Yeah, it was really just like fun. It's honestly like this is one of the few people that I've been reconnecting with. And I've been like, I can trust that I can hang out with you because you've also been quarantining. Well, I get a text message from the friend that I had dinner with that said I tested positive for COVID-19. I'm so sorry. But because of this, it means that you are exposed. And mind you, the day before that, he had also been telling me that he was starting to feel ill and he was a little concerned. And I joked. I was like, uh-oh, it better not be Corona. But then it was.
Now, you said it was the three of you. What about the other person?
The other person has also been going and testing. They're also now isolating the same way that I am. They so far have tested negative. So that's a good thing.
Okay, so three of you out to dinner, one tested positive. Now, here's the thing. Obviously, Anish had let us know ASAP, and then we get a text message from our boss saying, I would suggest you guys get tested, and in capital letters, ASAP. Mm-hmm. So, as soon as I saw that, I canceled all my plans all that day. I went to test. So we will say that most of the show already tested. Now, Anish, you have tested how many times?
I've taken two tests.
Two tests.
Yes.
And both came out?
Negative.
Gina, you've tested?
Yes, I have.
Came out?
Negative.
Myself, Joey Boy, I've tested, came out negative. Our producer, Rico, tested yesterday, came out negative. Carly, you test today?
I'm supposed to test today, yes. But so far, I can smell this hand sanitizer. I tasted my dinner last night. It was delicious. And I don't feel ill, so.
Right. I'm going to go on record to say, I think we're pretty clear, and I think we're acting really responsible. I mean, there's four or five of us testing. Anish, you've tested multiple times. You're taking another test today.
I'm taking a test today, and I'm taking a test tomorrow.
Any questions for Anish? I know that this kind of just sprung on us last week.
Yeah, so you mentioned that when you were out to dinner, your friend mentioned that they had felt ill at that actual dinner.
Yeah, I was starting to feel a little weird, but it wasn't like noticeable. Like, they were just very much like, oh, I'm just starting not to feel good. And then the next day, they were texting me and they were just like, yeah, it's starting to really progress. Like, I'm getting a headache and I'm starting to get the chills.
Okay, so not to judge you, but you went to dinner with a friend that told you they didn't feel that great and had tested right before to make sure they didn't have Corona?
Well, this person was continuing to get tested regularly.
Oh, like, okay. So they were getting tested because they had to, not because they were feeling ill at the time.
Right. So that was the thing, is that they were starting to feel a little uneasy at the dinner. And, like, I'll fully own it. Like, I was one of those friends that I was just like, I'm sure you're fine, because this friend of mine is very dramatic. And so I was just like, honey, you've been quarantining, like, this entire
Birds
time.
Birds of a
you're
feather.
Right.
Very much that.
A friend of Anish, a lot of drama. Hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is, I will let you know something, Anish. So there's the thing. You're not in studio.
No.
And we've all tested negative. You've taken a test a couple of times, negative. The whole plan was for you to come back tomorrow. You don't have any symptoms. Nobody here has any symptoms. I will say someone in studio is not comfortable with you being back in studio.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think this is another case for Judge Joey.
Oh, my God.
You will be the defendant. We'll have a plaintiff. I'll let you know up next who in studio does not want you back. And I'm hearing that they want you back maybe in a week. Make sure you take at least two or three more tests this week.
Oh.
Before you come in. I believe the rest of the show is fine with you coming in tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Morning Messenger's listening in right now. You've heard what's going on. Whether Anish should come back in studio tomorrow or next week. All right? Drop a comment at The Morning Mess on Instagram or give us a call. 833-730-6377. It's another episode of Judge Joey. Morning Messengers, listeners, you are the jury. Let us know by your votes whether Anish comes in tomorrow or next month. Okay?
next week.
Oh, I thought I said next week.
Next week.
I'll let you know who that is. Okay, Anishi?
Fine. Okay.
Okay, it's The Morning Mess. What day is it today?
Monday!
Yep, it sure is a Monday, right? It sure is a Monday. Listen, Morning Mess here. It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
We are in the middle of Judge Joey. That's right. I'm judging a situation. Anish is not in studio with us. He is quarantining at home. He went to dinner with a couple of friends. One of his friends tested positive for COVID-19. Now, Anish, you've had no symptoms.
So far, crossing my fingers, I've had none.
The Morning Mess, we took this to heart, and we've got tested. We all came out negative as well, except Carla's taking her tests
today.
Today.
Yeah.
Anish, you've already taken two tests.
Yes, I have.
Came out negative.
Both of them, yes, have come out negative.
And you're taking another one today.
I'm taking one today, and I'm taking one tomorrow.
Right. So for the most part, everyone's okay. And here's the situation here. Most of the members here on the show was okay, you coming in tomorrow. No symptoms. Everyone's testing. Everyone's coming out negative. You've taken two tests. You were taking another one today, just to be clear. So by the time you got in tomorrow, Anish would have had three tests, right, Gina?
Yes, three tests since he got exposed on Wednesday.
And that was good for me. That was good for you, Gina. That was good for you, Carla?
I mean, yeah, if they came out negative, signs don't lie.
Right? our producer's fine with it. He tested negative. Anish, I will let you know somebody in studio is not okay with it.
Okay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you are the jury on Judge Joey,
833-730-6377.
Should Anish come back into studio tomorrow, I have to wait a week. I will say, Gina, it is you that has a problem with Anish coming back in.
I do. I just am looking up all these different things about how long it could take to actually become sick after exposure, and it says anywhere from 2 days all the way up to 14 days. So I really appreciate, one, Anish, you told us as soon as you knew. That's really helpful and appreciated. And two, you are getting tested regularly, but I just feel like it's still too early to call it because this person was sick with COVID and you were at the dinner table with them. I really think you need to wait until Monday and keep testing all throughout the week before we know for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean... It's just, it's so tough because everything is different, right? Like, I feel like there's so much misinformation everywhere, but that's why I wanted to take, like, I'm taking three different tests from three different places.
And I honestly trust them. That's kind of why I'm like, okay, I get it. It takes time to feel the exposure. But at the same time, let's say that that had happened. We saw Anish last week after the supposed exposure. Wouldn't that mean that we should all be quarantining, you know?
Ooh. That's actually a really good point I didn't even think about.
Well, I definitely think we should all be getting tested throughout this week, too. I don't think we should take that one test and call it done. I'm on that side. But the difference for me is, like, I wasn't at the table with the person who's actually sick.
True.
So, for me, Anish is far more exposed than I am. And even in studio where we were, we sit 6 feet apart from each other. We try to do our best with the masks and being safe while we're together. So, I just feel like, especially for Anish, we do need more testing.
Now, Anish, there were three of you at the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
One tested positive. The other person hasn't tested positive.
No, they took one test yesterday. We took a test at the same spot, and we both got negatives yesterday.
Wow. This is tough being Judge Joey, because I could definitely feel on Carla's side here that I feel like we're in the clear. But to be a responsible parent, as Gina is, I understand where Gina's coming from. This is tough one. Morning Messengers, you got to chime in on this. This might sway my decision on this situation. 833-730-6377. Is your ears ringing? What's going on?
Oh my gosh. You know how when you talk about lice and your head starts itching? So now that we're talking about COVID, I'm like, do I need to cough? Oh my gosh. Am I switching over to Gina's side?
You gotta get out the studio. You're trying to cough, Carla. What is happening?
Remember, Carla, minutes ago, was like, shoot, if I was at dinner, someone wasn't feeling good, I'd be like, peace. Maybe you gotta throw up the peace and get the hell out the studio at this point, Carla.
Oh my God, Anish, do you wanna quarantine together?
That's a no.
That's a no, no. See, he's taking two tests negative. You haven't even tested yet.
I know, huh? Carla.
Oh, gosh. Gina, I'm
getting... Carla, get away from me.
Me and Gina are going to stay on this side of the studio, Carla.
Okay.
All right, we're a little nervous. But ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you, being the jury. Should Anish return to the studio with us tomorrow or wait a week as Gina is suggesting? One more time, 833-730-6377. Drop a comment at The Morning Mess. Anish, we have a decision coming and we're going to have to stick to that, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Hold on. It's your Morning Mess. Okay, it's your Morning Mess and you're home for the staycation setups, which means we're catching up some cheaters possibly in a few minutes. Morning Mess here. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Before we get to the staycation setup, catching up cheaters, it's Judge Joey right now. This COVID cheating us out of our buddy Anish being in studio.
Yeah.
We're in a situation where you were exposed to someone that has it about a week ago. You've tested twice, both negative.
Mm-hmm.
The show, pretty much, almost all of us, Carla tests today. We've all tested negative as well. We felt pretty good with that. But Gina did not, even though you've tested negative twice. I've tested negative. Our producers tested negative. Gina, you've tested negative.
Mm-hmm.
You still want Anish gone for at least a week.
Yeah, I just feel like the CDC says that incubation period could take a while. So I think although you're feeling great now, and that's amazing news, obviously we don't want you to get sick. We want to be extra sure. Like, you don't want to come into this building. It's not just us here. There's other morning shows, and that thing is a super spreader. So we're going to do, in my opinion, the responsible thing and have you stay out till Monday and keep getting tested all throughout the week.
Carla?
I mean, you tested negative twice. So to me, I'm like, okay, that's fine. So if it were up to me, you could come back tomorrow. I miss you, buddy.
Aw, I miss you guys too.
Now, obviously, if you're listening right now, you're the jury. Based on your thoughts about this, you're supposed to give us a call, 833-730-6377, or drop a comment at The Morning Mess. If Anish on the show should come back in studio, hang out with us, do the show tomorrow, or stay at least a week out. Are we ready for the results, folks?
Yes.
Here we go.
Well, we asked you at The Morning Mess if he should stay another week or he can come on back tomorrow, and the majority of you said to wait another week.
Whew, thank you. I was nervous.
And it makes sense because, I mean, he got exposed about a week ago. So
about
another
a week ago.
Makes it two.
Anish, how do we feel?
Well, I mean, I'm bummed because I want to be back. Like, this is all, I mean, not to get too behind the scenes, but like the whole process of me even being on with you guys is like insane. But I guess it makes sense. I'm not the expert. I want life to be normal.
I know it sucks because literally today we were doing an interview live with Chippendales and they were bringing free pizza and mimosa.
Not.
And I'm like, what are we, Anisha's not here for this.
Joey, stop it.
I'm just going to have to enjoy the Chip and the Dale for you. And drink your mimosa.
You are not dipping my chip into the Dale. Don't you dare.
Oh my God, what is that? They're also... who's here? Sam Smith.
You guys!
Wait. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, special guest. Let him in the studio. RuPaul! RuPaul is in the studio with us! RuPaul!
My gosh. I hate you all. Okay, then prove it. I want to hear RuPaul.
Sashay away.
So listen. All right, buddy. We're just going to go live with you from your apartment throughout the week.
Okay.
You're going to take another test today.
Yes.
I'm sure you're fine. You're going to take another one. You're going to probably take one almost every day.
you know what? That was the plan beforehand, but I'm just going to go ahead and make that happen.
Right.
So if anybody's got any recommendations, I'm trying to put everything up my nose as I possibly can.
Whoa.
You know, there's other ways to take this to Anish.
There is.
Yeah.
I guess are. With Anish, the nose knows, huh? All right, buddy. We're going to be checking in with you, and it's all right. We'll have this pizza. We'll do this interview with RuPaul.
You guys need to leave me alone. I'm literally.
Carly, you get all the lap dances for Chippendales this morning, okay?
Oh, don't tell my boyfriend that.
You can tell my husband. He won't care. Send him my way.
Well, you guys.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.